This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
248-539-9797, Champ and Chump. Let's get to our Champ and Chump. Who do we think is deserving of praise today following the weekend that was? And Gator, I'll start with my Champ of the Weekend is none other than Detroit Lion running back Kerryon Johnson. This guy does so much with unblocked plays. He's fantastic. And let's hope that the injury isn't serious. It sounds like it's a sprained knee. But he averaged over 5 yards a carry. Would have gone well over 100 had he not gotten hurt.
Almost six.
He's an outstanding addition to this Detroit Lions offense. And looks like he's going to have potentially a fine career. And again, let's cross our fingers that he is not seriously hurt. Kerryon Johnson, my champ of the weekend.
He's the most exciting player the Lions have drafted since Calvin Johnson. Maybe it's not terribly long ago, but he's so much fun to watch. I love him. I'm going to give Matt Patricia my champ of the week. Aside from the strangest week that we've had in a long time from a Lions head coach with practicing outdoors and then having the statement read at a press conference defending the practice and, you know, the rude back and forth he's got going with the media. Here's what I'm going to give him credit for. One of the things he said that they were working on last week outside was the fundamentals. The Lions yesterday were fundamentally strong, okay? This was a team that came into it with some serious issues at wide receiver. Guys like Bruce Ellington get in the game. You know, Laveen Tiolo is your tight end. Luke Wilson gets hurt during the game. TJ Jones is in there. Who the hell is Andy Jones, right? These are the guys that are on the offense making plays. They worked on the fundamentals. They changed things up a little bit with the offense to kind of simplify it. Stafford made an adjustment as well to get the ball out of his hand quicker and not hang on to it in the pocket and wait for the deep passes. Just take what's there in front of you. The Lions had one penalty in the game. Their special teams were fantastic in the game. They were noticeably really good. All these things together scream of fundamentals, and that's what they worked on, and that's what Patricia said they worked on. He gave us a nugget last week of what they did, and it paid off. I want to give him credit. Patricia, my champ of the week.
Let's get to our chumps. My chump of the weekend is Michigan State's pass catchers. As that game went on, I started to feel bad for Rocky Lombardi. I don't think he goes to the correct receiver all the time, but even when he does, he puts several in the breadbasket that were dropped, and he also put several that were very catchable that were dropped but weren't right in the breadbasket. I thought he got a little help from his teammates. I thought Michigan State's pass catchers were as bad as I can remember a collective unit being, wide receivers, tight ends, etc. My chump of the weekend.
Yeah, I want to. I'm going to chump Michigan State's offense. I'll go with the offensive coordinator, Dave Warner. They're not coming up with anything creative here. And I agree with you. The lack of concentration by the receivers and hanging on to the football was a huge reason, probably the number one reason why Michigan State did not win the game over Nebraska. But even if they had caught some of those passes, it wasn't like this offense was, all right, we're back on track. It's been pathetic now all season long, and it's two games in a row where they haven't scored a touchdown. It's just not good enough. I mean, 6 points against Ohio State, you followed up with 6 points against Nebraska, who doesn't have much of a defense. It's just so damn frustrating. The only encouraging thing is that after the game, it seemed like Mark D'Antonio is definitely he's willing to address this, and I think will address this in the offseason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.